BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Laura. I'm 21 and I'm from Lincoln. You might not know this, but I watched as a helicopter nearly landed on Alan Titchmarsh's head. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Got Mills! BBC
Radio 1. Hiya, free downloaders. Here is your free daily download for Tuesday, the 11th of September. On it, Sarah Jane Crawford off of One Extra gets super soaked by Chris on Innuendo Bingo. The people of Stupid Street are back. We've unwittingly found the world's worst orchestra. And Chris has found a way to try and make friends with females from Team GB involving asparagus. All on the Scott Mills Daily, starting now. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Use the hashtag Innuendo Bingo if you're talking about it or if you're watching it on Twitter at BBCR1. Okay. So Sarah Jane's here, Chris is here. We've got the clips of Bingo sent in by you lot. Thank you. Are we ready?
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Water spraying is happening. No hands, Sarah Jane. No hands. Okay, good. What? Nothing's happened. Oh, I like your nail varnish. Matches your lips. Just noticed that. Okay. Mm. Over to Five Live. Hey, you can watch this on the One Extra homepage too. And on Five Live, they make their reporters do some quite unusual things.
You probably went along to the dressage initially in a slightly... how would you describe your mood initially? Sceptical?
I sort of felt like I was ever so slightly being, asked to go and put my finger in the dike.
Strong start.
Wow.
I know. Woo! Those equestrians. Oh, wow. Craig in Wales spotted that.
I sort of felt like I was ever so slightly being asked to go and put my finger in the dike.
Now, if we could have some more water, please. Fill your cheeks. Go on. Nice big bit.
That was a great one.
Oh, that's and seeping through. Hang on.
Already?
Yeah. I've got to adjust myself.
Have you just soiled yourself? Because Sarah Jane didn't spit that far.
It's just gone right through.
Okay. Okay. Right. Don't be afraid to get it over him, Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, whatever your name is. Oh, God. Sorry. You still got it? Okay, good. Amy's been on.
I'm good.
She's been watching Countryfile. What is going on here?
Blimey, it's heavy. Yeah, ready?
It'll get heavier.
Okay.
Come in.
Hang fire. Ooh, ooh, blimey.
I don't know what that is. Okay. I think we're all fine. No water has been spilt. This might get ya. It's a classic from Sarah Cox.
The picture there that's up on the on Radio 1 online, it's me trying to hold back my lips.
Oh, straight in the face.
Oh, that was a bad one.
You! Look at me!
You!
Look at my leggings!
Oh, no, your leggings. You've got to carry on with the rest of your show.
I didn't have this down as a wet one, if I'm honest. I thought this was just going to be a nice, sensible...
That's because I've warned Sarah Jane to soak you.
Right, okay.
Josh in Carlisle says, there's 15 of us in a circle playing along in sixth form common room at Nelson Tomlinson School. That's brilliant. Rachel says, I've never watched this before. My life is now complete. Julian, give yourself some points. Thank you for this one. I have no idea what they're on about here. This is Jonathan and Annabelle. And they're on BBC Northampton.
My envelope's a bit manky.
Oh!
It's one of those ones that you'd never want to lick.
Yes, this looks a little... I tell you what's happened with the gluey bit. It's gone brown.
Same here.
I wonder whether Les is a hardened pipe smoker.
Oh, do you think?
With a brown tongue that's licked this.
Oh.
Talk of the devil.
Hello, Les.
What is going on? Hello, Les. What... That's why I love BBC local radio. Because it's awesome. Sometimes I listen to it late at night when I'm going to do student gigs. My favourite is, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Paul somebody. Paul. He's brilliant. Anyway, he's on the South Coast local radio. Check him out. Paul Miller.
Paul.
Just Paul.
Paul.
Paul Miller. Because he says to every caller, bye 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 bye. And there's not enough people on radio saying that. Okay, Jamie and Darby. Ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. This is Fern Cotton, whose listeners tell her everything.
Martin on Twitter's also had a whack off his fiance in the night. Dreaming about something, crawling up her arm anyway.
God bless you, Fern. Who's wettest at the moment?
Sort of, well... No, it's a bit of a draw. We're all right.
Okay. You right, Sarah Jane?
Mm-hmm.
She's happy? She's holding it in quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. Don't be afraid, my like hands. I say. Mm-mm. Don't hold back. Mm. That's right. And if you sit up nice and straight, then you can get a good projectile. Just a little tip there. Mm. Okay, that's it. Lizzie from Pudsey and also Paddy on Twitter spotted this one. And it's over to Coronation Street. And Deirdre has an offer for Ken Barlow.
Ken, are you going to stay up there all night? You're going to miss me stuffed marrow.
Well, that's hardly going to tempt him down.
Sarah Jane went for it there. Chris, not so much. You okay, Chris?
Mm.
You can swallow that one. Okay.
Swallow.
New water, please.
Oh.
Sorry.
You love don't really Deirdre. Spray, do you? You just sort of concentrate it all. And...
Ken, are you going to stay up there all night? You're going to miss me stuffed marrow.
No one wants that.
No.
Okay, ready?
Right, ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
And now it's time for a classic from Holby City.
Bit harsh, maybe?
Sorry? Do you have some feedback about my managerial style?
Chrissy and I can hold the fort if you want to have some downtime.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Come on. Muffin o'clock.
Straight in the face. Sarah Jane got it good.
I was doing
it over my chest.
Oh no, it really is on your, on there now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that one. I've
muffin
never heard
o'clock.
That one
before. It's muffin o'clock.
Oh, that was a bad one.
That was
oh,
a bad one.
My goodness.
I really hope you're watching this on the website. Radio 1 and 1 Extra homepage. Okay. We're going over to Newsbeat now for the next one.
Oh, no. Do you need to cover up?
More water, please.
Okay.
Oh, you should play this more often. It's fun with you.
Yeah.
Now, let's all just think about this for a second. Imagine if you were dating Boris Johnson. He would commentate on everything.
And we've come now to the final tear-sodden, juddering climax.
Delay reaction.
I'd not thought of it like that.
Well, you have now.
Oh.
You're right, Sarah Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Well held, well composed. Right. More water? And you're good, Sarah Jane, because you didn't spit it last time.
Mm.
Sam Morgan's been on. And a shocking confession here from 999, what's your emergency?
The way I live my life is in quite an anally obsessive way.
Oh, a little spurt from Sarah Jane. Chris, anything to offer?
Mm.
No, fine. Oh, what happened there? Why did you suddenly go?
The way you said that.
No, fine.
Kind of weird.
Right, back over to Coronation Street. Dylan Morris spotted this one. Ken Barlow wasn't interested.
Oh, no.
But Deirdre found someone who was. Ready?
Uh-huh. Thank you for your stuffed marrow, Deirdre.
Ah. Oh.
There's some quite weird ones today, but I like it.
Oh, she's struggling.
SJ, come back.
Come back.
Thank you for your stuffed marrow, Deirdre.
Ah,
so unnecessary. I'm so sorry.
That was a good game. Don't apologise. That's the rules. That's the rules of the game. He's supposed to get wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, why are you trying to make friends with all the female Team GB Olympians?
Oh, have you noticed this?
Thing is, You forget I can see what you're up to on Twitter, Stark.
You follow me, like a hawk. Apart from following me, you do read who I message.
That's because I know what you're like. I've known you for a while. What's going on?
You're right. I have messaged a couple of Olympic Team GB women.
Mostly gold medalists, I see.
Yeah, and a bronze.
Yeah. I thought you'd be like, oh, bronze, unfollow.
I messaged one of them's Georgie Twigg. Basically, yeah. I thought we could maybe get them to play Innuendo Bingo.
Right.
Which
and
I thought
that's
would be
all
really,
it is it?
Because they're now celebrities, aren't they? Like,
well,
they've got.
Yes.
Everyone loves them.
The thing is, for ages, like, people off the Only Way is Essex were celebrities for doing absolutely nothing. Now we've got some people to actually aspire to and look up to, because, yes, they are becoming celebrities now, which I like.
Yeah.
So what have you found out from your extensive research of Georgie Twigg and, and following her on Twitter? Is she following you back?
Yeah, she's now following me back, which is a great sign.
That's a good. That's good, because then you can DM.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to message her and see if she wants to maybe play Innuendo Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
She could bring a medal in.
Yeah.
Also, I started to do some research in case we could have got her for today. And I've been on her Wikipedia. Now, there's not loads on her Wikipedia, but under personal life, and it talks about what uni she went to and stuff.
See, and she's got a boyfriend, are you?
She is also the face of British asparagus.
Now, I love this.
I was intrigued by this. So I then typed this in on Google to find out more, because I didn't know you could be the face of a vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a video where she wholeheartedly endorses the asparagus.
Eating healthily is so important, especially during my training. I have to ensure I have a really balanced diet, especially lots of protein, because we do a lot of stuff at work in the gym, and especially lots of vegetables, and particularly like eating British asparagus.
Wow. That was that wasn't shoehorned in at all, was it?
No.
Get some strength up before I play hockey. Have a couple of bits of asparagus.
Now, what's happened there? Has the sort of Asparagus Foundation messaged her, or the agent, or something?
I think, yes, the Asparagus Foundation. What would happen is that her agent would have called her. Hello? Georgie. The Asparagus Foundation are called. They want you to be the official face of British asparagus. I'll do it. All right, then, bye. And they would have paid us some monies, probably.
Really?
And there we are.
I particularly like eating British asparagus.
Got to keep her strength up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what would have happened there. Was this before she became a celebrity?
Well, I think so. I mean, judging by the date of the video, this was something that she did before.
Yeah.
Brilliant,
now,
though.
Part of our greatest team, Team GB.
The vegetable of champions.
That's it.
The asparagus.
Yeah. Now,
I'm not knocking it. I think it's a great idea, though.
It's brilliant.
Do you think I could become the face of something?
Well, I was saying this because, obviously, you would like to hear from Georgie. Maybe you could take her out for some asparagus.
Well, we could all go out, like we did with Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, I think
we could
it should
all go
just
out
be
for
you
meal
and her.
And eat some asparagus.
And don't have too much, though, because your wee will smell of it.
Good point.
And maybe you could impress her, take her out for some for asparagus, and maybe you could become, I don't know, the official face of
butterscotch. What's that really rude-looking one in the supermarket?
Butternut squash?
Yeah, that.
I'd quite like you to become the official face of British plums.
Plums,
and
yeah.
Then you two could go out and you'd be like the Posh and Becks of the vegetable and fruit world.
Do you think ladies would like that? The official face of British plums?
I think it's an icebreaker. Hey, Georgie, more wine? More asparagus? I wanted to let you know that I'm aware that you're the official face of British asparagus. Well, did you know that I'm actually the official face of British plums?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
If I had a Wikipedia, I'd put it on it.
It's an icebreaker. So if the, I don't know whether there is one, if the official British Plum Foundation is listening in at the moment.
Oh, get in touch.
And you need a poster boy, I've got your man here. Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring?
It's just a guessing game to top up your Scott Mills points. Okay, let's do this. Tuesday's Stupid Street. We went and asked 8 people, who is the first lady? Becky's been on Twitter going, love Michelle Obama, in capitals. How many would know that Michelle Obama is the actual first lady? What's your guess, Chris?
I'm thinking Stupid Street are going to be really stupid today. I think loads of them are going to say Eve off of Adam and Eve as the first lady. That's my prediction.
I'm going to say that some people will say, like, Lady Gaga or something.
So I'm going to go How many is that out of eight?
Yeah.
I'm going to go two.
Two out of eight people know that the First Lady is Michelle Obama. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
In Dorset.
What are you doing in Dorset?
Well, I'm actually revising for my driving theory test.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, quite boring. Thank you.
When is it?
Tomorrow.
Ah!
Yeah, I know.
It's all going to be fine.
Yeah, hopefully.
I like it that you're taking your mind off it by entering, oh, what's occurring? So, we're on Stupid Street. How many people will say Michelle Obama out of eight?
Seven.
Really?
I think they're not that stupid. I think they'll surprise us.
Do you think? They rarely do.
Okay.
But seven is your answer? This is for 20 Scott Mills points. So, there's all to play for. Wait there, Charlotte.
Oh! What's
the kidding? So we went and asked eight people on Stupid Street, who is the First Lady?
Who is the First Lady?
What?
Who is the First Lady?
Lady Gaga.
Oh! Who is the First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Yeah. And what does she do?
Don't have a clue.
Who is the First Lady?
Kate Middleton.
Why Kate?
I don't know, she's like the princess now.
So she's the First Lady?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Who is the First Lady?
Jessie J.
Who is the First Lady?
Rihanna.
Who is the First Lady?
The American lady whose name I can't remember. Albano's wife. What's her name?
Are you sure it's her?
First Lady? I don't have many lady friends. Jackie Kennedy.
Who is the First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
The First Lady, here it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
First Lady of what?
Oh, I don't know.
Who is the First Lady?
I'm not sure. First Lady.
Who's the First Lady that springs to mind for you? Any woman.
Any woman?
Yeah.
Man, none comes to mind when you ask now.
Two people.
Was it?
Two people.
Results.
Give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. I like this.
Any woman?
Any woman?
Yeah.
None comes to mind when you ask now.
Yeah. None at all.
Who is the First Lady?
What?
They don't disappoint. Charlotte?
Yeah?
You did go unnecessarily high.
I know, that's shocking. Where is this street?
Good luck with your driving test theory tomorrow.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's a kidding? BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm now getting tweets from random Olympians. This is amazing.
Are you? If the plum people are listening, seriously, this is a serious offer. If you would like my friend Chris's face on your plums, please get in touch with us. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris, what are you saying?
Well, I'm thinking if the plum people don't get in touch, then perhaps Chris would be more suited to be the face of British kumquats.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Now, that is a good one.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Nice idea, Chris.
Great idea.
So, today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I watched as a helicopter nearly landed on Alan Titchmarsh's head.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
So please tell me what happened with Alan Titchmarsh.
Well, I was on a walking holiday with my walking group when I was 12 and we were walking along Hadrian's Wall.
Are you still in the walking group?
I am still in the walking group, yes.
Where have you walked recently?
Mainly around the Peak District.
Is this like rambling? Is this what they call rambling?
Yeah, rambling.
Is it just walking?
Yeah, you literally just ramble all day, like a good 8-hour ramble.
8 hours?
Yeah.
Walking for 8 hours?
Yeah.
I like a joke.
Anyway. I'd love to see you rambling.
Anyway. So you were rambling.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Along Hadrian's Wall.
Okay.
Yeah, so we bumped into Alan Titchmarsh on our walk.
As you do when you're on Hadrian's Wall.
Exactly.
And what was he saying?
Was he rambling?
He was filming for his new show, Britain Through Time, which it's not new now, it's a very old show now.
But this is when you were 12?
Yeah.
So what do you say to Titchmarsh?
Well, my friend asked him for an autograph, but he was like, oh, I don't know about that. But then she was like, well, I've got a Kit Kat here. And he's like, okay then.
What?
Is it that easy to bribe?
Was it a two-finger?
It was a two-finger Kit Kat, yeah. You can't give him a four-finger.
Are you serious? Does this actually happen?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't give you an autograph unless you handed over a Kit Kat?
We had to bribe him, yeah.
Who knew that?
Scandalous.
Was it specifically that kind of chocolate bar?
I don't know.
Do you think he would have set off for half a Twix?
He didn't seem too keen on my Jaffa cakes.
Wow, so does your friend hand over the Kit Kat in exchange for an autograph?
Yeah, Emma gave him a Kit Kat and then he was very nice and gave her like a nice big autograph. So.
What a nice man.
He is, very sweet.
As long as you hand over all the chocolates. Mm. So you've had a chat with Titch Marsh, he's wolf your Kit Kat, then what happens?
Then we just wander off and behind us we can hear the helicopter going up.
Sorry, the helicopter?
Yes.
What, Titch Marsh's helicopter?
His film crew's helicopter.
So are they filming Alan Titch Marsh from above?
Yeah, it's like that dramatic thing where he stands and he looks up and it just pans out and pans round the...
That's pretty cool.
I've always wanted that for me.
Okay, so Alan Titch Marsh is looking up to the helicopter. The helicopter has a camera in it. He's there talking to the camera, wolfing the Kit Kat down.
Yeah, and then the helicopter just started spinning, like... The helicopter shouldn't spin, only the blade should spin, but the helicopter span as well.
The whole helicopter spins?
Yeah. And then everyone kind of looked at each other and panicked, and just pretty much straight away the helicopter went down.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. And then all we see is like this big, like, dirt cloud come up from it hitting all the mud, and it just went everywhere, and like we were all in shock. So we like ran back towards the helicopter, but the guys that were on the, I think there was three on the helicopter, they all just climbed out. They were fine.
And was Titch Marsh okay?
He was. Newspapers said that he had to dive out of the way, but I don't think he was that close.
I love the thought of that.
Go on, Alan, dive.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't aim for him.
You don't think they did aim for him, did you?
Really hope not. He's a nice man.
He is. Fair. As long as you give him a Kit Kat. So, what a drama. So a helicopter crashes right next to you.
Yeah.
And all the guys on it escaped.
They walked away and we all had to kind of stand away in case it set on fire or something dramatic.
See, in a film, if that was a film, it would have blown up the helicopter, but only as soon as Alan had just got out of the way of it, like far enough away, at which point it would have gone boom and he would have gone flying in the air.
With one of the film crew under his arm.
Yeah, but he would have been fine. Just his shirt would have been ripped and he would have had, like, dirt marks on his face.
It'd be great if Alan Titch Marsh would make a fantastic Bond, wouldn't he?
Would he?
100%. Because he's got a bit of class about him.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I'd love to see that.
So what happened next? Did you have to give Titch Marsh a lift home?
No, we didn't have enough room in the car. So we just left him with the fireman.
Bye then, Alan. Sorry, no room in here. So who did you have in your car that said so there wasn't any room for Titch Marsh?
It was just my family and... We had, like, four cars, but they were all full. So.
Sorry, Alan, I know your film crew has just tried to kill you, but you can't have a lift home in any of my four cars. Well, that is exciting, but everyone's fine?
Everyone's fine, yep. No one hurt.
It makes me want to take up rambling, if that's the kind of stuff that happens.
I don't think it does, generally.
Titch Marsh nice at Hadrian's Wall, dodging helicopters.
Well, listen, Laura, it's really good to speak to you. Thank you very much for introducing the show today.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills, BBC Radio
1. So good. The XX, who are doing another collaboration with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, part of Radio 1's massive month of live music. That is going to be on Wednesday, the 19th of September. And it's in Bridlington. You can hear it all live on Radio 1. It's going to be the XX Symphony live from Bridlington with the superb BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, I don't think this orchestra that we're about to play is the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. I hope not, otherwise this is awkward.
Right.
I've had an email from one of our listeners, Glenn, in Glenrothes, Scotland, who thought we'd like this a lot, and I do. Now, I don't know which orchestra this is. It may be some kind of school recital. But thanks so much, Glenn, for sending this in. This is one of the finest pieces of music you will ever hear. And I hope it isn't the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra after the big ups that I just gave them. It's on YouTube.
This is amazing.
my favourite thing at the moment.
What is that?
If it was a school orchestra, you can imagine the parents going up to the afterwards going, "Darling, that was beautiful.
I want to hear that with the XX."
Yeah.
Desperately.
No. The XX gig on the 19th will not sound anything like that. Can we have it one more time, please? It's because you know what's coming.
Here we go.
Okay, round two is real or no real. I love this game. Some of these are actual facts from Uber Facts, which I follow on Twitter. Some are made up pieces of information by Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale, but which are real and which are no real. Please welcome from Drive Time on BBC Radio 1 Extra, Charlie Slough. Hi.
Hiya.
So, week in, how's the new show going?
Yeah, it's going really well, thanks. Been really enjoying it.
You sound like you're just alive on that show, I like it.
Yeah, I just get so excited. Every time I get to lift the fader and talk into the mic, I feel like a little kid at Christmas.
Yeah, you can tell that, it comes across.
Thank you.
Charlie's on every day on BBC Radio 1 Extra. If you like your hip-hop, if you like your R&B, if you like your dubstep, that's for you, 4 p.m. every day. Okay, Charlie's here 10 minutes before a show to play real or no real. So, tell me which is real and which isn't.
There are vending machines in Japan made to give out the telephone numbers of random girls.
Wow.
Now, I've been to Japan and they do have vending machines with all sorts in, including knickers.
Which really?
You can buy. Yeah, you can just buy them on the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're very innovative over there, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. So they're like in the future.
But I think this sounds too ridiculous, so I'm going to say not real.
So, let's hear it again.
There are vending machines in Japan made to give out the telephone numbers of random girls.
Would you like that, Charlie Sloth?
I want it to be real. I'm urging it to be real. I would love that. That would just make my life.
Just random numbers of girls.
Imagine.
I know. What do you think?
I'm going to say it's real because I want it to be real.
I'm saying
that
not real.
True.
It's true.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word. I'm going to Japan.
I told you they literally sell everything in Japan vending machines.
Wow.
Everything.
That's amazing.
You keeping the score, Chris?
Yes.
On a paper cup.
I'm improvising here.
And next.
In 1854, a zebra called Honest John came third in the Grand National. He was later disqualified and stripped of his winnings.
Because he was a zebra.
No, come on.
No way.
This is silly.
Yeah, that's definitely not true.
Not true.
Zebras ain't even fast.
Yeah.
Unless they're getting chased by a lion.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even if there was a zebra that had been sneaked in, he would never win.
A zebra's not fast?
No.
Don't think so. Well, not compared to a Grand National horse, Scott. Surely.
I don't know. I've seen one go at quite a pace.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have.
And where did you see this?
At a zoo.
Really?
I think it was Colchester.
Really?
What are you saying? True or false?
False.
False.
I'm sorry. That was false.
You were right to go not real. And next.
Pigs are the only animal that blush when embarrassed.
Yeah.
How would you know if a pig was blushing or not?
Because you just done something to embarrass it.
But how would you know it was blushing? Will it go red and...
I don't know.
That's not true.
I kind of think this sounds like it could be true. I'm going to go true.
All other animals do not go red.
Yeah, I'm going to go true.
I'm sorry. That was false.
Yeah. Hang on, I was thinking about this as well. Do pigs get embarrassed?
Why would they get embarrassed? They roll around in muck all day.
What am I doing?
Eat anything.
Oh, rubbish.
Maybe you're like, oh, I really fancy you. They're like, oh, stop it. And then they'd go red. But why would you do that? Because it's a pig. And next.
The giraffe was once called a camel leopard because people thought it was a cross between a camel and a leopard.
I'm very animal-based today, which I like.
Mm.
What are you saying?
I'm definitely saying that's not true because who would think it looks like a camel and a leopard breeded? No way.
A camel and a leopard together.
No.
Can't see it.
No.
I'm going to say not real.
That is true. True.
Whoa. I know. And more animal facts for you on Real or No Real.
An adult giraffe has a kick so powerful it can decapitate a lion.
That's a bit out there.
Really conjures up images in your head, this, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Mm. Oh, my head's fallen off.
Yeah.
A lion's head decapitated by an adult giraffe. Real or no real?
Other than they're strong, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say not real, because if a giraffe saw a lion, he's not hanging around to try and kick his head off. So where would have this fact come from? What giraffe has kicked off what lion's head? I just can't see it. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen
it. Good logic.
I haven't seen it before either, Charlie.
That is true.
No
true.
Way!
It's true.
No way!
They can if they wanted, they just don't.
Yeah. So how do we know they can?
I don't know.
No, I want to know where this fact's come from.
I will look it up. Okay. Next.
Other than mankind, the elk is the only animal that celebrates birthdays.
By doing what?
Having a card, a birthday cake, go
one of those
TGI's.
Mackie's parties.
Yeah.
Old school.
Other than mankind, the elk is the only animal that celebrates birthdays.
Mm-hmm. I like the elks all dressed up in school disco.
With little hats.
A student night.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying no, not real.
No, that's true.
Really?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Have you DJed a party?
Yeah,
yeah, or something?
Like... yeah, it was sick. It's true.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was false.
Yeah.
You lied, Charlie.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Okay. And next,
more humans are killed by falling coconuts every year than shark attacks.
Ow, coconut on the head.
I'm pretty sure I read this somewhere, you know, because I'm terrified of sharks. I've got this huge phobia of sharks. I have nightmares about getting eaten by a shark. And I'm pretty sure I read this somewhere, so I think it's true.
But you don't have nightmares about coconuts falling on your head?
No, not at all.
But yeah, but that would hurt.
It would hurt.
A lot. Because they're massive sometimes, and they're quite hard. Do you deliberately not go to places on holiday where they might have sharks?
I actually do, and I do not go in the sea because of sharks.
What, you never go in the sea?
Never.
What, not even if you went into, like, the North Sea where there are no sharks?
No, I just don't go in the sea.
Ever?
Because you never know where a shark might turn up.
Well,
you sort of do.
No, you don't.
You do, because...
No, you don't, because there was one
in
Cornwall. They found a great white in Cornwall last year, right?
I don't think there was a great white in Cornwall, was there?
Just got along with it. Okay. There was a great white in Cornwall last year.
Oh, my word, really?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
He doesn't like to go in the sea.
No.
So, coconuts falling on your head.
I think that's true, that fact.
That is true. Yeah. True. Oh.
And I've got one more for you. Real or no real?
The Chuckle Brothers both played for Hull City briefly in the early 80s.
To you.
That's probably where it came from. That's probably where it came from.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's true.
I'm going to say not true.
Come on.
Why can't you imagine them playing football?
No.
Legends.
For Hull?
For Hull. No.
I'm sorry. That was false.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Libby's been on teaching in Wokingham. She's a guitar teacher. This is my job, to go around schools teaching music.
I still love her.
She says, this is the sound I live with every day. Are you all right there, Chris?
I'm all right.
Chris had to leave the studio just then because he was feeling ill, because he was laughing so much at that orchestra.
That's never happened before.
He was like... You know that sick feeling you get where you have to do deep breaths? It's like, I'm illsy, I've got to go. Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Liverpool at the moment.
How can I help?
At home. Basically, that sounded quite a bit like my orchestra when I was about 11. It just reminded me of the time that my mum actually had to leave the school hall because she wet herself because she was laughing so much.
Oh, no, because your orchestra sounded like this. Were you this bad?
Well, obviously I must have been, but it wasn't a bit of a confidence booster.
So your mum was laughing so hard she had to leave?
Yep.
That's awful. What were you playing?
I was playing the flute, so...
Oh.
This must happen at schools a lot.
I know. I kind of want to go to a school recital now, I really...
I want to do that.
Let's go. Let's go at Christmas.
A school recital.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, bless you. Good to speak to you, Sophie. The Scott Mills Daily. Did you enjoy that? Did you? If so, then get some more tomorrow on the free download, The Scott Mills Daily. Get it free from the Radio 1 website.
or listen to us live every weekday, 1 till 4.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.